Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hello,
it's PNP. Talk to the twins. Yes, I am Angel Winnie.
And I'm Butterfly.
And we are live this afternoon, this evening.
Yes.
With a great host. Being ourselves, and we have an awesome guest today, and we are so excited.
Yes, we are, and we are so honored to have her on the show.
Yes.
But before we get started, we want to say something positive and impart into you.
Yes.
Something positive, because our show, of course, is about inspiration,
positivity,
and all that motivation and empowerment.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Awesome stuff.
So. This has been on my mind. This topic has been on my mind. When you have a distraction, this is a new month,
right?
New beginnings. We're thinking new beginnings.
Yes.
You want to reignite your passion. When there is a distraction that takes you off course of what you are doing or what you have planned to do, be careful. Do not let distractions derail you or delay you from your goal.
Your ultimate goal. Yes.
Sometimes if there's a mountain there that's facing you or you're facing the mountain, go around it.
Go around it.
There's a way through it. It's always a way to get through it. So we just want to encourage you today here on PNP Talk to the Twins. We love you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Not a darn thing.
And we thank you for tuning in, all you listeners across the world.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning in to our show.
Yay.
We're excited about June. June is going to be big.
Yes. I just got a feeling.
Yes. Stay positive and stay wise.
Yes. Be wise. All right. We're going to go into our show with our special guest today.
Yes. Our special guest, we're going to let her tell you a little bit about herself and what she does. Those out there that are into the film industry and movies and different things of this nature, you do not want to miss this
show.
No, because she is one awesome lady that is making marks all over the world. She's from L.A. to Atlanta. She's just across everywhere, Texas, everywhere, Oklahoma, you name it. She's been there.
Been there.
And she's doing big
awesome things.
Yes.
Okay, we're waiting. And here's our awesome guest.
Thank you for having. Thank you for joining our show. We're trying to get
you. Oh,
here we go. Thank you so much for being on our show today. Thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. Gosh, I love your energy.
Oh, thank
you. Your energy is just beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Miss Latham, tell us a little bit about yourself. We read your bio, and you've done so much. I guess we're going to try to summarize it as much as we can, but you have so many accolades and so many things that you're doing. Give us a little background of who you are.
I am an independent Hollywood filmmaker that was blessed to go to Switzerland and be trained there, be trained in television format, by some of the great producers that you see on TV right now, the gentleman who produced Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and other shows like Survivor and shows like that, as well as filmmakers. And through a connection that you have, Kevin Wilson, am I introduced to you, and I'm very excited about all the possibilities that can come about because, again, like you said, I bounce. I may be in Atlanta one week, and the next month I may be in L.A. or even back home in Oklahoma City. But I'm a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow, amazing.
And I just think the art of filmmaking, it tells more of our stories, And as you are well aware of, we have always been the consumers for so long, and it's just great to be a place now where we are now the producers of things that are consumed by everybody, because our stories are compelling, lifestyles are just interesting, and someone has to tell them, and it has to be told from our viewpoint.
Right, exactly. So that's what brought you into the industry. You've been in the industry for a minute now, right?
Yes, I have. Almost 20 years.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing. So I'm sure you've seen changes in the industry, and you're making a lot of headway, and you're able to come up with your own shows and ideas that we can all relate to.
Yes, and I'm glad to see young ladies like yourself, because women of color bring such a dynamic. We have the unique ability to sustain and be around for a while, whereas other folks, they may not have that within them to have the depth to hang around. We don't give up as easily. We really don't. We have what it takes to hang in there until it changes or gets better or all the above.
Exactly. Yes, and fight for it. I've seen different documentaries where it shows that it's really hard right now for actresses as black women, but I believe, and that's what I see now, is more opportunities and roles are opening up for women of color to be in these different shows and things. So what is your take on that?
I think that it's because we need more writers, and we need folks who've taken the time to learn how to write. It's more than just writing a blurb or two on Facebook or any social media. Learning to really write and learning what it takes, the mechanics of directing, going to those courses in theater, as well as in creative writing, as well as even technical writing. Learn every aspect of what it is to write something so that you have a really good shot at producing things that are quality, because again, there are so many dynamics.
Because sometimes you'll see a show or a movie and it doesn't give you the ending, or it doesn't give you the substance of what the full story of the movie, and you're like, well, what happened in between here and there? So that is very important, what you were saying about having the education and knowing how to write it, because people would, I know I like to see, you know, what is this about and how did it end, you know, and am I getting something out of that movie or that picture, you know?
Yeah.
So that is so true what you said about getting that education and learning and getting a mentor that is in that field like you've done yourself, and you've worked with great producers so that you can, you know, be the best that you can be at what you do.
You're exactly right. And learn culturally. You know, we cross-culturalize quickly, more than people think.
Right.
Because we have always been a culture that had to adapt to everybody else. You know, when our parents were pretty much in certain societies, they had to adapt to it, then come home and tell us what they learned from being in that environment. So that was the adaptability. And the same thing is true with even the movie industry. Learn to tell our stories in an adaptable way that people get it. They get the message.
Yes. And, you know, this is what I've been thinking, too. You know, like the movie Roots was out this past week. And I feel that, you know, a lot of times, you know, I love to get the history of, you know, what people have gone through, what our culture has gone through. But do you feel like, you know, Hollywood or different producers focus on that part of us as actors, or we need more diversity? Would you agree with that?
You are absolutely right. We need a little bit of the old as well as the new, because we need to show how we have arrived here.
Yes.
And we have a lot more local heroes that need much more storytelling, because they were a part of that.
Right. Yeah, it's true. There's so many unsung that are not heard of, you know, that when you go back in history, that help, you know, to bring us to where we are now, you know, the struggles that they endured, you know, that we couldn't imagine at this point going through, you know, and the being shunned from different places and different things. So you're right. They're missing that part of it. We already know how we got here.
Yeah, and that's why it's awesome to see you as well being,
out there doing what you're doing, producing and creating and just writing and making a difference for everyone. You know, because like you said, you cross over as well, because we do adapt. We have to adapt, you know.
Yes, we do. And then, like
so,
you said, we need to show more shows about the survival aspect of it. There's nothing wrong with surviving bad relationships. There's nothing wrong with overcoming situations to come back, to make the comeback. And I also like what you just said about having stories that help make you want to have a sequel to them, not just a one-time, like, leave you not satisfied.
Yes, absolutely true. So let us ask you, Ms. Latham, are there any other projects that you are working on at this current time? Are you working on something here in Atlanta or L.A.?
I'm working on the Josh Gibson story as well as the Elgin Baylor, as well as those are pretty much sports figures. But I'm looking at other properties as well, as we would call them. And I think Atlanta still has a hotbed of things that we just haven't heard of yet. You know, of course, we've heard of Martin Luther King. We know about Malcolm X. But there are many, many others, as you said, unsung heroes that, and Rosa Parks, not to take away from any of them, that we need to know about.
Yes, definitely our children. We need to have something to pass on to our children that are coming up, because they don't know a lot of the history that we have. I mean, there's so much more.
So they can appreciate it, because if they knew, you know, the struggles that others before us that they went through, you know, we kind of know some of it, but we don't know the depths of it. You know, you might hear a little story here and there, but just think of the elders that have gone through and witnessed it, that are still alive today. You know, they appreciate where we are now, where it's hard for the younger generation to appreciate because they don't know and understand what they all went through at that time.
You're exactly right. And look, you're building a legacy, too.
Oh, yes.
You could be
doing many other things. Thank you. That's what our goal is, to impact these lives and educate people out there that, you know, that are just lost. And, you know, sometimes it's easier for us to attract them because they want to see what are they going to do next or what they're saying. So we try to keep them, you know, attracted to us. And then having guests like yourself on, you know, that helps a lot, because we'll get calls in like, wow, how can we get in touch with them? Or, you know, how do you know them? And different things of that nature. So we really appreciate you coming on our show.
Yes.
That's a big honor for us.
Yes, definitely.
It's an honor as well to always have someone's time, which is, again, more valuable than money, because we only pass this way once, maybe twice.
Exactly.
True.
Yes. And so you're working on a couple of projects. Are you holding any auditions at all for your movie?
I will be holding some things. They're probably in August in Atlanta area.
Okay.
The Atlanta area.
But,
so I'll keep you abreast. And, I'm just so thankful, because a venue is a venue. And the more that we can have, the more that we can do. And if I can encourage anyone to pursue theirs, pursue it. Learn what you can. As much as you can, grassroots levels, get good teachers and mentors. And then also, too, as you all are aware, get good sponsors. Don't shoulder that thing and break up your own household and put yourself in a financial bind. Get sponsors on as quickly as you can.
Yes, that is so true. That is absolutely true. And that's what we all need to know as a part of business, that there are people out there that's willing to sponsor and help you along the way, because you need to be seen and heard, and people need to learn from, you know, what you're putting out there. That is just, that you hit the nail on the head with that. Thank you.
And I'm sure you have to go through that as well, because it's a challenge.
Oh, yes. It's been a challenge. Yeah, and then, you know, we all, too, even as women alone, not just being African-American women, but we have to create things for ourselves. We have to be creative. We have to also, you know, create opportunities for ourselves. We can't wait for anyone to hand to us, because you just don't never know. You never know who you could impact or who you could be helping.
True.
And like you said, even with the sponsorship piece, team. If you have to team with a nonprofit because you're not a nonprofit to get sponsors, then do that. If you have to team with a university to get an underwriting for a venue, team. teaming is the most powerful tool you can do because it doesn't cost you anything, but it brings good returns for everybody involved.
Amen.
That's right.
Good. Yes, we heard once before, it's better if you work together than trying to work apart. So,
right.
If you team up together, then you can build and you get more done, and you have someone that maybe get at this or that.
Right.
So we're trying to build a team now, because right now it's just two of us.
Exactly.
And then you know what also comes with that team? Their following becomes your following. If I have 1,000 followers and you have 500, we put it together and then we bring in others, that just it builds it up faster.
Exactly. Yes, that is so true. Now, we need to let our listeners know how they can find you or be a part of what you're doing, or even, you know, like you said, the auditions, is there anywhere they could go on any website or Instagram where they can reach you?
I am on social media. I'm on Facebook. It's under Visage, V-I-S-A-G-E, Production. I have Visage Production of Georgia, Inc., Visage Production, Inc., and Visage LP of California. And those are really good venues, as well as we're really redoing our other website because now I'm putting an office, a bigger office in Atlanta, and I've just expanded this office here. And I'll be in California within a couple of weeks. But pretty much, wow. I really love social media. I like seeing people. I like seeing what they look like and see them in action. Because I don't want someone that is hoping that I can move them forward without their own input. Show me what you're already doing. Don't just think that I'm just going to just put you on the screen because I saw you. It doesn't work that way. I want to see what you know what you've mastered yourself.
Right. That makes sense. Yes, and that's, you know, we've heard a lot too, our show that we're on radio now, but a lot of people want us to come to the screen with it, so we're trying to master that and bring it to the screen because people want to see us, you know, because I tell you, our show is not the normal show. We cut loose sometimes, you know, like to have fun and inspire people. So
and that's good. I like your energy because why not have something that empowers and inspires people to rise up and fight?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we like that.
And that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
Rise up and fight. Don't sit back and be, you know, passive and evasive. Put it out there. What is it that you want to do? How soon do you want to get it to take off? How much are you committed to doing it? What's going to be your input? Where do you need, where are some of your blind spots that people can help you with? And understand, it is a team. When Michael Jackson, may he rest in peace, was here, as well as Prince. They had lots of people that collaborated with them. Did everybody get that? It wasn't just a one-man show. It was a lot of people doing their part to make it a big thing and a big deal.
Yes, and that's so important. And we found that out. We have found that out the hard way, let me tell you. And so it's real encouraging to hear. You're just confirming it more and more to us. So we're in the process. We're going to build us a team, even in L.A. Yes, we're going to reach, you know, the masses, as many as we can reach. And L.A. has been, you know, a door of opportunity for a lot of people. So I know people migrate there. But we know Atlanta's doing a lot of things now.
Yeah.
They're trying to get to that point, and North Carolina and also New York. So we have those major cities that are trying to
do big things.
Like L.A.
Yeah.
And I think that you'll get there faster because at least you started with blog and it shows you were willing to take a risk. That's a numero uno thing. Can you take a risk? Can you risk, you know, being criticized, being praised, going to the next level, growing the audience? I mean, you're doing it already, and that's part of the whole thing altogether.
Yes, and that's what I knew, too. I knew because we prayed about it and I know I heard God say, can you handle the criticism? Because there's going to be criticism out there. Because I can't imagine, you know, what a lot of the people that are in the public eye now, what type of criticism that they deal with every day.
Yeah.
You cannot have soft skin.
Yeah, no.
You got to have thick skin to go through this criticism.
You guys are doing it so beautifully because you're the generation everybody loves. The millennials are very adaptable. They're very much into being self-sustaining, and they know how to govern themselves in pretty much any environment, and that is awesome.
Thank you so much for saying it. Thank you so much.
So we once again, we want you to let our listeners know how they can find you on Instagram and Facebook, and then I guess we're going to wrap this show up, and we really appreciate you.
Sure. Visage Production, V as in Victory, I S A G E Production, Inc. on Facebook, Visage Production of Georgia, Inc. on Facebook, and Visage LP of California on Facebook. I really love Facebook, and I'm also on LinkedIn, Annette Colbert Latham. You can reach out to me and say, you've heard me on this blog. But mostly, you know, stay in touch with the twins and help them build up their audience, guys. Call somebody the next time you're gonna, you know, they're going to be on and listen in. Let's build them up to a million-plus people. We can do it.
Oh, yeah. All right. We will see that.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. You have enlightened us a lot today. And
it's been a great show.
Great show. We're just excited to have you on. And we will be in touch with you for the castings in August, because we would love to share that with our listeners, audience, and our watchers, because we've got a lot of watchers. And and we would like to share those castings that you have coming up. So we'll be in touch. And thank you once again for being on TNT Talk to the Twins.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
You too.
All right. What an awesome, awesome show.
Yeah.
That is so enlightening. People, never give up on your dreams and your hopes. She has been all over the world. Switzerland. She studied there.
Yes.
I mean, you don't have to stay in a box. You can get out there.
Get out of the box.
Yes, and go country. Now, the thing is to figure how to get there.
How to get there.
And opportunity will open up.
Yeah.
Sponsorship. Team. Building a team is so important.
And staying prayed up more.
Pray. Stay on your knees. And whatever you do, do it in excellence. Do it with a positive mind and heart.
You can.
Yes.
Oh,
I just love that show.
Yeah, me too. It was awesome.
Yes, Annette Colbert Latham.
Yeah.
Make sure you look her up. Visage, Inc. And she's in Atlanta. She's in L.A. And she's in Oklahoma. So you should be able to find her. She's worked with some really great producers that have produced so many big shows that are out now. And also, she's also worked with Danny Glover. She's been in film festivals. And the list goes on and on.
Wow.
And if you want, you know, more information about her, you can hit us up or you can look her up online, Annette Colbert Latham, and you will see that she is really making a mark in this world with film and TV. So, all you out there that's listening and you want to be on TV, keep pressing. The blessings are here. Believe it and receive it.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it. That was just an awesome show.
Yes.
We have a few minutes left for the show. So we're just going to do our, you know, spiel of, you know, we love to chitter-chatter. So we want to chit-chat with our guests and let them know that all things are possible through Christ who strengthens you, that you have to believe in yourself.
Yes.
Say your affirmations.
I am.
Say affirmations today, girl.
I am blank.
I am.
Successful.
I am beautiful.
I am loved.
I am smart.
I am powerful.
I am important.
All right, honey.
Yeah, girl.
We went to the movie.
I am loved.
Yes.
Yes. I'm telling you, look, I am powerful. Even when you don't even feel like
Say it in the mirror.
I did it in the mirror.
It makes you start believing.
Oh, yeah. I said, oh, yes, I am.
Yeah.
Like I said, I am. I'm like, really? Oh, that is, yes. You know, and it's amazing how powerful you can be with your tongue. Your word
of life is in the tongue.
That's what there.
Yeah, honey.
What you speak, you better be careful.
It can keep you alive. It can keep you.
Stay positive. And even your thoughts. Your thoughts.
That passes through your tongue.
What you think of yourself is what you will be. And that's in the word. And that's in Proverbs, I believe.
So is he.
So make sure you think positive of yourself. Even if you're having a bad day,
honey.
Reroute your thoughts.
Yeah.
Talk to the twins.
Twins, baby.
Woo! And we're trying to build our radio listeners. So if anyone's out there listening, make sure you tell someone to tune in to Talk to the Twins.
Yes.
6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We would love to have you listening in. Be looking forward to seeing us on YouTube or what are we going to be on? What's the other one?
You stream. You stream. You'll be seeing these faces. These chocolate dogs.
Yes,
you
honey.
Scream. Or what yes. Y'all, you scream. You stream. And
you stream.
Yeah, you know, you'll feel the energy that we have. We have. I don't know where it comes from.
God.
Honey from the Lord. You know, like Tina Turner. You know, them ladies. You got that energy that you just cannot catch. So we have that energy that it was God given to us. And we want to give you some positive vibes.
Yeah,
we're
talking about now. Positive vibes. Feel them kissing in the air.
Yes, they're all over.
Y'all ain't love and energy.
Right.
Positive energy.
Yes.
No hateration here.
No, so. Now, we love to see people achieve their goals and do what they're called to do and to walk in their
right.
passion. Because we are here to help you reignite your passion.
Reignite!
That's what our series is about
yes.
all year long.
No,
so,
no matter
what our topic is,
right.
we are going to say something about reigniting your passion.
Right.
Because that's what we want to do. We want to help you.
Yeah, no matter who our guests are.
Yeah, so forth. Yes. Also, we want you to know out there we are accepting sponsorship. So if you need to be exposed and let people know about who
Everybody.
You are, what you're doing. You need advertisement, you can email us at twice, T-W-Y-C-E, twins, T-W-I-N-S, at gmail.com. You can go to our website,
yeah, twice twins at weebly.com, because we are reaching the multitude.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Also, we are up 135% in our listening. So
awesome.
So that's pretty high. Yeah.
Oh, honey, yeah.
Big old us. Yeah. So we are up, you know, in our numbers, and we archive our shows so
yeah.
people have the availability and the option to go back and listen to the show. If you don't get to hear us live, you can always go back and hear the show because we've had some great guests on our show.
We had
some great inspiration.
You may need to, you know, contact them or something. Because we make sure we put out their information, too.
Yes. And we also have great inspirational quotes
yes.
and inspiration. And we try to exude the energy of love and happiness. And we want you to be happy. And the best way to be happy is to be grateful. So be grateful for what you have. Be grateful for who you are. Be grateful for where you're at. Because, yeah, it could be worse.
Exactly.
So it could be worse. And we just want you to have a great day. Happy Thursday. Now, those that are going out to see Toni Braxton in Atlanta tonight, honey, I hope that you are prepared for a great show. Because Toni Braxton, she's one of our favorites. So this show should be awesome down at the Fox Theater. And also on June 17th, there's Anthony Hamilton and Fantasia and Anthony Hamilton. They both are our favorites. So, I mean, the list go on and on. This is Black Music Month.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Ah, didn't I?
And it is the time for people to enjoy music.
Yeah. Swirl around.
So get ready, get pumped up. But we want to thank you for listening today to PNP Talk to the Twins. I'm Butterfly.
And I am Angel.
All right. Well, we're going to sign off, honey. We got to go. We love you. You don't have to go home, but we got to get out of here.
See you later.
Thanks for tuning in to PNP. Talk to the twins.
Oh, no, it didn't.
All right, it didn't want to play our little song, but that's all right. We sing.
They know it.
Talk to the twins. Next week, Thursday and Tuesday.
Y'all, she'll make that one.
All right. 6:30 p.m. We love you, and we're out.
Bye.
Have a blessed day, everyone.